Title: Subway Jungle Transition. Design and arrange in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most satisfying moments in jungle and drum and bass. That subway transition. That's the part where the track feels like it drops its stomach for a second. The low end shifts, tension spikes, and then the downbeat hits like a wall. The key idea is simple. We're not just making the sub louder. We're making the sub feel heavier by controlling movement, controlling overlap, and setting up contrast in the arrangement. In this lesson, you'll build a clean anchor sub for the groove, then a separate one-bar transition sub that does the pull, and then we'll arrange it so the low end never turns to mud. Open Ableton Live 12, and let's get set up. First, set your tempo somewhere D&B friendly. Put it at 170 BPM to keep it classic and easy. Now create a few tracks. Make one audio track called Drums. Then make a MIDI track called Sub Bass. Then another MIDI track called Transition Sub. And if you like, add a return track called RVB for a short room reverb you can send snares into later. Here's a big beginner win. Keep sub bass and transition sub on separate tracks. It makes automation and mixing way easier, and it prevents the number one mistake with this technique, which is stacking two subs on top of each other. Before we touch any synth, pick a drop note. Seriously, decide what note the drop lands on, and let everything aim toward that like a target. For this lesson, we'll use F1 as the drop note. You can choose something else, but pick one note now so your transition has a clear destination. Now we'll build the anchor sub first. This is the steady low end that plays during the main groove, before the transition. Go to the sub bass MIDI track. Add Waveatable. You can also use Operator, but Waveatable is totally fine here. In Waveatable, set oscillator 1 to a sine wave or basic shape sine. Keep voices at 1. No unison. Filter can be off, or just fully open. Now shape the amp envelope. Keep the attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, so the note ends cleanly instead of clicking or dragging. For sustain, you have two choices. If you want a held sub, keep sustain at 0 dB. If you want a plucky sub, pull sustain way down. For a beginner D&B foundation, held notes are easiest. After Waveatable, add utility. Set the width to 0% or enable bass mono. This is important. Your sub lives in mono. Wider sub doesn't equal bigger sub. It usually equals weaker sub, especially in clubs. Then add EQ8. Don't high pass your sub on the sub channel. Let it be the sub channel. If it sounds boxy, you can make a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz, but only if you actually hear that problem. Don't EQ just because you can. Now make a simple MIDI pattern. Keep it classic and minimal. For an 8-bar loop, you can do something like F1 for a half bar, then rest for a quarter, then F1 for a quarter. That simple two-step style space is very jungle-friendly and gives your drums room to talk. Cool. That's our anchor. It should feel stable, boring in a good way, like a foundation. Now the fun part, the transition sub. This is the one-bar moment, where the sub feels like it pulls upward and locks into the drop. We want it to move, but stay controlled. On the transition sub MIDI track, load operator. In operator, choose an algorithm that's just oscillator A, one oscillator only. Set it to a sine wave. Keep it clean. Now turn on glide or portamento. If you see a legato option, use legato so it only glides when notes overlap. Set the glide time somewhere around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is one of those set it by ear moments. Too fast and you won't feel it. Too slow and it becomes a cartoon slide. Now build a device chain after operator. Add saturator, then auto filter, then EQ8, then compressor for sidechain, then utility. If you want a little safety at the end later, we can add a limiter, but we'll keep it simple for now. Let's write the one bar transition MIDI clip. This goes right before the drop. So if your drop starts at bar 10, the transition is bar 9. Create a one bar MIDI clip on transition sub at bar 9. Here's a super reliable pitch path. If your drop note is F1, start on C1 or D1 briefly, then step to E1 quickly, then land on F1 and hold it to the end of the bar. So it's not a cheesy EDM ramp. It's like a low-end cadence. A couple of steps that tell your ear, we're going somewhere, and that somewhere is the drop. Now the most important MIDI detail. Make the notes slightly overlapping so glide actually happens. If the notes are perfectly separated, there's nothing to glide between. Start with a small overlap, like 10 to 40 milliseconds, for subtle slide. If you want it more obvious, overlap like 80 to 150 milliseconds. The key is consistency. If the overlap is random, the glide will feel wobbly. Now let's shape the weight. Open saturator. Choose a mode like soft sine or analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Then bring the output down so it's not just louder. This is a classic beginner trap. You add drive, it gets louder, you think it's better. Level match it so you're judging tone and presence, not volume. What saturation is doing here is adding harmonics above the fundamental so the transition reads on smaller speakers. You still have the Riedel sub, but now there's information in that 100 to 300 Hz area that helps the ear track the motion. Now auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope, LP24. Set resonance somewhere subtle, like 0.6 to 1.2. Be careful. Too much resonance turns your sub into a whistling note, and that's not weight. That's why is my bass screaming. Now automate the cutoff over that one bar transition. Start the cutoff low, around 80 to 120 Hz, so it's very muffled at the beginning of the bar. Then rise to around 180 to 350 Hz by the end of the bar. That's the trick. You're opening the harmonics right before the drop, which makes the sub feel like it's growing in size without actually needing to crank the volume. Quick coach move here. Put a spectrum device on your master. Watch what happens during that bar. You want the fundamental to stay stable and the harmonics to rise smoothly. If you see weird sudden spikes, that's usually too much resonance, too much saturation, or you accidentally have overlapping subs. Now sidechain. On transition sub, open the compressor, turn on sidechain, and set the auto source to your kick track, or your drums bus if your kick lives there. Use a ratio around 4 to 1, attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until you're seeing about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the kick hits. This is essential in DNB. The kick needs a lane. The sub needs a lane. Sidechain is traffic control. Now let's do the secret sauce, the arrangement sub swap. Go to arrangement view and set up this structure. Bars 1 to 8 is your main groove with the sub bass playing. Bar 9 is your transition bar. Bar 10 is the drop. In bar 9, mute or remove the normal sub bass. Let only transition sub handle the low end in that bar. This is how you avoid doubled fundamentals, phase weirdness, limiter distortion, and that why does my low end suddenly sound like oatmeal problem. Then at the drop, bar 10, stop the transition sub right on the downbeat and bring the normal sub bass back in. You're basically handing the low end baton from one runner to the next, cleanly, with no overlap. Now let's add that jungle flavor around it with tiny drum edits. In the last half bar before the drop, try removing the kick. Leave hats, leave snare ghost notes, leave break texture. This makes the drop kick feel enormous, because you created contrast. If you want a quick fill, grab a breakbeat, slice it to a new MIDI track, and rearrange the last bar into a little snare rush or chop. And here's a really effective move. On one snare hit, spike a short room reverb send, then cut it to zero right before the downbeat. That wash then silence makes the drop pop. Now add a tiny vacuum right before the drop. This is one of those simple tricks that works every time. In the last 1/8 note, or even 1/16, automate the transition sub volume down to negative infinity. Just a tiny mute gap. Your ear hears silence as tension, and the downbeat feels heavier even if it's not louder. Now do a quick mono and gain check. Put utility on both subtracks, width at zero, and a simple gain staging guideline. Try to have each sub-track peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before the master chain. If your master is constantly being pulled down to survive, your sub-chain is probably too hot. If you want extra clarity and translation on small speakers, here's an optional layering trick that still stays beginner safe. Duplicate transition sub to create a top sub layer. On the duplicate, use EQ8 to high pass around 130 to 180 Hz, steep slope. Then saturate that layer harder. You can even copy the same filter automation. Blend it quietly under the clean sub. The rule is, the clean track owns the fundamental, the duplicate owns the audible movement. That way your low end stays stable, but the transition is obvious even on laptops. And one more stability trick. If your transition is spiking unpredictably, freeze and flatten a few bars, zoom into the waveform and look at the first cycles of the sub. If it looks inconsistent from hit to hit, reduce saturation drive, reduce filter resonance, or tighten your MIDI overlaps. The waveform will tell you the truth. Let's wrap this into a quick mini practice run you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Set tempo to 170. Make a basic 8-bar drum loop. Write a steady sub pattern in F1 on sub bass. Build transition sub with operator, saturator, auto filter, and sidechain compression. Write one transition bar that goes C1 to E1 to F1 with legato overlap. Automate filter cutoff from 100 Hz to around 250. Arrange it so bar 9 is the swap. Sub bass off, transition sub on. Then bar 10. Transition sub off, sub bass on. Add sidechain to both subs from the kick. Export bars 7 through 10 and listen on headphones and small speakers at low volume. At low volume, the best transition is the one where you still feel the downbeat get heavier without the sub simply getting louder. That's real control. Recap. You made a clean anchor sub. You designed a transition sub with glide for that pull. You added controlled harmonics with saturation. You created movement with low-pass automation. You kept it tight with sidechain. And you arranged it like a pro by swapping subs instead of stacking them. If you tell me your target vibe, like classic 94 jungle, darker tech step, modern rollers, or jump up, plus your drop note and whether your drums are break heavy or two-step, I can give you three specific transition note paths and automation shapes that match that style.